I want to welcome everybody to the July 15th, 2006 GMX Nationwide Conference Call. We appreciate everybody taking time this morning to get on and learn about our company and hear our product being showcased by several wonderful guest speakers this morning. GMX is a company who manufactures magnetic equipment for treating fluids, and primarily we use it to treat hard water as an alternative to saltwater softening. We can give all the same benefits as saltwater softening without any of the negative side effects, everything from hardness and scale control, both on residential applications, just for example, homes, and also commercial and industrial like hospitals, hotels, motels, restaurants, schools, that sort of thing. Everything from controlling the damaging mineral buildup on the inside of pipes and water heaters to making shampoo work better and hair feel better and skin feel better and saving by half or more on laundry detergents, dish detergents, swimming pool chemicals, just a huge array of benefits that we offer anybody using water, and especially anybody using water with any hardness at all, as far as what we can provide for them with the water treatment equipment. The same equipment can be used to treat fuels, gasoline, diesel, propane. It causes the fuel to burn more completely after passing through the magnetic field, which gives, again, a tremendous set of benefits. Not only does it give more miles per gallon on highway driving, but it also creates a cleaner burning engine and much less emissions, and everything just works better and lasts longer with the GMX treatment, both in water and in fuel. So with that introduction in brief to our product, our company was found, the manufacturing company was founded and began manufacturing in 1992. We're eagerly moving towards our 14th anniversary coming up in November of this year, and very excited about that. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Larry Brown. I'm International Marketing Director with GMX. I have been using the product since 1993 and marketing it very soon after that, and now have been marketing it as my sole and full-time business for over 11 years, and it has just been a wonderful experience for our family, and just very excited about the growth in the future and what's some of the current things that are happening right now in GMX with this product, and you'll hear more about that today. And without further ado, I would like to go ahead and start introducing our guest speakers. And first, I will introduce to you Sharon Costanzo, CEO of GMX Corporation. And Sharon, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call. Our first guest speaker today is country western recording artist Wayne West, who lives on his estate on the North Umpqua River in southern Oregon. And Wayne is going to tell you his story about how GMX has very much benefited his life. Wayne?
Well, thank you very much, Sharon. It's a great opportunity for me to share this with all of you that I've heard the names of from around the country. And fortunately, I've lived in some of these states, New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, and California, and now here in Oregon. And I love it here. But one thing I have to tell you, when I first heard of this product, I was a little skeptical. I've got to tell you, I didn't figure out how can anything on the outside of something do to anything to the inside passing through there. And then I did a little reading and found out that these magnetic fields and things do change things. Anyway, my main thing I wanted to share with you today is that when I first put them on, I thought, well, I'll just wait and see what happens. Well, it wasn't very long after that. I noticed the aerators on my sinks and shower and things like that were, I was having trouble with them. I wasn't getting the proper water flow, and I'd take them off, and I was finding all these little things inside of them, and I couldn't believe it because I have a great filtration system, so I couldn't imagine where it was from. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't realize. I didn't even connect the two at first, and I thought, oh, my goodness. I remember reading in this product that this is going to take the shale or the coating on the inside of the pipes. It would break it loose. Well, obviously, it did. And after a while, I stopped having to take the aerators off and clean them out. It seemed to increase the flow of the water now that we have. I have guests that have been here before, and they said, what did you do? You seem to have a lot more pressure now in your shower than you used to have. Well, I don't know I can't pinpoint it. All I can tell you is all these things have happened to me. Another thing that's happened is that we have an ice maker, and the ice maker used to have a kind of a strange flavor or taste, odor to the ice after it was in there for a while. It doesn't happen anymore. People come out to my home and they say, "My goodness, when we drink water here, it's like drinking bottled water, Wayne. And what's your secret?" And so I'm really happy to share this with you. Maybe you've had some of the same similar experiences or not. I just want you to know that for me, it's been great. I don't know. I didn't know till Larry just mentioned it a moment ago about skin problems. But I got to tell you, Larry, I've been having to go to Dr. Richards here locally.
Mm-hmm.
She's been checking different blemishes and things that I've had on my skin. And I thought it was an allergy or something. I don't have those anymore.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's not there anymore. And it's now that I know that you mentioned that, my goodness, I am so thankful that I put them on.
There you go.
Thank you very much. So I'm glad to share this with you. I hope everyone there that I've heard introduce themselves this morning have similar experiences, but I can tell you, I'm thankful that I put it on my home. I also have a guest quarters, and I installed them there, and so in a separate home. So I haven't talked to the people. I don't know whether they would notice a difference just staying there for short periods of time, but I got to tell you, we notice a difference right down to I don't think we even use as much laundry detergent as we did. It's a remarkable thing, and I'm very thankful I got it on my system.
Well, Wayne, this is Larry. You brought to my mind, it's kind of a theme that came to my mind as I was preparing for this today, because we're going to be talking about also some agricultural or at least some plant type of applications. But the thing that came to my mind then in listening to you now is that GMX is one of those unique things that we use to solve a certain problem or maybe a couple of certain problems. But the thing of it is that it creates no negative side effects like most other things do. And on the other hand, it does actually start creating a lot of positive side effects, you might say. And so it's like when you choose GMX to put on this, all of a sudden there's any number of things that just start working better and working right and coming around and being better for a person that you don't always necessarily connect to the direct effect of the GMX. And yet that is what started the entire process working that direction.
Well, it's certainly been the way it was the case with me.
Fantastic, and we certainly appreciate your use of the product, being a customer, and being willing to share with everybody across the country what your experiences have been in helping us to showcase this product and get the word out.
Thank you, Larry.
Sharon?
Oh, thank you very much, Wayne. Again, Wayne is a wonderful person that I know, and if you haven't ever listened to any of his CDs, you should. He's a very well-known country western recording artist in Southern Oregon, and he is Captain Square Dance caller as well. So anyway, thank you very much, Wayne, for sharing your story with us.
My pleasure.
Larry?
Next, I would like to introduce Jan Kuchel in Bastrop, Texas, and Jan is a marketing director with GMX, been with GMX for many, many years, and We could have a week-long conference call just with Jan, with many stories that she could relate to us. Jan this morning is going to tell a little bit about her experience with GMX, and then we're going to focus on as a guest that she has on some of the great benefits that GMX can provide in an agricultural or a plant and animal sense, and we'll kind of go at that level for today. And Jan, welcome.
Thank you, Larry. When I first heard about the GMX, I had no interest in anything other than cleaning up my toilets, my shower heads, my water heaters, and protecting the investment on my home. I had been told, I didn't understand it, but I had been told that when I applied the GMX to my plumbing in my home, that it would remove existing lime scale while conditioning the water, and the conditioning of the water exactly wasn't my biggest concern. The biggest concern was saving the investment that I had in 11 years of lime scale built up on everything. I was told it would clean the stuff up, and it did. Boy, it cleaned out the water heaters. The stainless steel sinks started shining real quickly, chrome faucets. It was very obvious. And on top of that, I got the benefits of the, you know, conditioning on the skin, the hair. Didn't need to use lotion at all, ever, anymore. Didn't need to use hair conditioner on my hair, fabric softener on my clothes. Those were kinds of things that I started to notice that really respect and appreciate later, even though that hadn't been my initial interest. And I have a strange kind of configuration of plumbing on my home where the plumbing comes up into the underbelly of a home, which, of course, is going to treat all the hose bibs on the outside, but then the plumbing takes off and goes underneath the driveway, or so I don't know exactly what they did here, but I wasn't able to get my back hose bibs and sprinkler system with the same installation, and, of course, my initial interest was protecting my investment. So it was only after using the water, and, of course, you know, automatically the plants and the grass and whatever tomato plants and veggies and stuff like that that I was growing that were up close to the house where I could get the hose bibs off of the side of the home with treated water, the difference between the plants that I had watered with the GMX and the plants that were not getting GMX was dramatic. And this was after a year. And I remember hearing somebody saying, yeah, you can grow anything in this water. And I kind of started paying attention. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. So I scrambled out there and found that line that went out to the rest of those things and clamped a couple of GMX on. And I have photographs from before and after. So if anybody wants those, you're welcome to them. It's an amazing kind of a thing that is going on where we are not just taking advantage of the laws of physics. When water flows on this natural magnetic influence of the earth, it's creating a natural energy into the fluid. This natural energy into the fluid is able to cause the minerals to be healthful, gracious, in solution, and able to be absorbed by plants, animals, cleaning applications, all these kinds of things, which is why the water hydrates better, faster, deeper, and takes the minerals in a bioavailable form to the root ball of the plant rather than clunking up on top of the soil and causing a hard panning. And everybody who has potted plants and hard water knows that familiar, nasty kind of white, crusty stuff that happens around the pot and even on top of the plant. That's not healthy for the plant. That's cutting off the sunlight, photosynthetic activity, aeration, hydration. You lose the teeming microbial activity in the topsoil, so it becomes dead dirt. And so over the years, we've just seen so many different applications. It has been many years that I've been with the company, and my main focus, of course, was for homes and residences in the beginning. But, you know, after this many years in the business, when people call me, I know I can clean up their water heaters and toilets and showers. That's old hat. I know I can do it. That's a given. The exciting part to me is what if we could get this kind of a technology on even one-tenth of the agricultural applications out there, where we have seen about a 25% increase in production across the board in all kinds of agricultural applications. And just around the home, gosh, if a homeowner were using this water that hydrates deeper, quicker, faster, with less water being needed at a time when we're in an all-time water crisis here in the United States, you know, what a gift. And the plants do better. They thrive. They are able to withstand drought and different kinds of invading, encroaching things such as the funguses and the little bugs and things that a stressed-out plant is going to incur. You know, it's just give everything a little bit of a helping hand. And one of the people that I became really good friends with and have actually stayed at their home many times is the guest that I have on the line with me. And just to kind of preface this, I had never been, I'm originally from northern Wyoming, so I moved to Texas. And so all these beautiful tropical or semi-tropical kinds of plants were kind of new to me. And I'd never been around citrus plants, but where Daphne lives down on the border of Mexico, they are abundant in citrus. And she has some citrus trees, and we wouldn't really have noticed the dramatic difference with what the GMX water could do, except for they have a next-door neighbor that put in plants the same day, got them from the same grower, as I understand it. Daphne, would you please tell that story? This is Daphne Skinner in San Benito.
Hi guys. Oh, I just my story, of course, involves the citrus, and we put out citrus trees about when we first moved here about 13, 14 years ago, and they were about 2-3 years old, and the next-door neighbor that we bought this place from put out the same size trees from the same grower. Only we couldn't talk him into getting into GMX, so we water with GMX. He waters with water out of the Resaca, which we have comes in front of the house. Our trees now, well, this many years later, we're beginning to think we're going to have to pull out one or two or three because they're getting so big and thick back there, and his is still skinny little guys over there, doesn't produce much, and he waters all the time. We don't water that much. They have just grown well, and not only that, we don't have the fungus and pests and things that most of the that the growers all have down here because they're spraying and constantly, and the the water that we water with apparently gives the trees a healthy growth, and they can fight off pests and funguses and things. And one thing that happened this year, in front we have sago palms, which are thick. They don't get real tall. They're real thick. They need to be trimmed where the limbs aren't on the ground, but we hadn't done that, and everybody's sago palms down here this year got a fungus. Our next-door neighbor had it. He finally pulled his trees up. Ours didn't get anything because we've been watering with GMX water, I guess. That's the only thing we could figure out because we haven't sprayed or anything. Well, he did. He sprayed and sprayed and finally pulled up the palms.
And wow.
So, you know, it's great what GMX does, not only for the ground but the tree, the plants. It's just phenomenal. It really is.
Well, and Daphne, you had you have tremendously hard water down there.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I've never seen any that's worse as far as what kinds of damage it can do just within your home. And you had tremendous results in your house as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We've just done well. We had put the magnets on the house before we decided we'd put them on. We dug another well for the orchard. And we decided to put the magnets on after we drilled the well. And my goodness, they have just taken off, done wonderful. We have fruit running out our ears every year, and of course everybody else got fruit down here too. So it's hard to sell it. So we juice it, put it. I bought two freezers. We freeze the juice and drink juice all year long. It's just it's great. One thing I might add, Jan, about GMX that we love.
Uh-huh.
Is the company policy itself. You don't have to have if you want a downline, they don't have to buy X number of things every month, I don't think. We don't have a downline because I didn't want to work that way. But I love the fact you can buy it wholesale and sell it retail. And, you know, it's just, and you don't have to worry. It's like having your own business. Well, we had a business before we moved down here, and that's the way we bought. Was it with wholesale, sold at retail, suggested retail. That's the way GMX works, and I love that about the company.
Yeah, and it just doesn't it just feel good when you're able to share this technology with somebody else that you know has the same problems?
Oh, you bet. You bet. And you know, if we spoke Spanish, of course, mostly we're about 95%. Hispanic down here. If we spoke Spanish, we could fill this valley because everybody's got water problems. It's just, you know, we wish we could, but we just don't have to get up and go to learn to speak the language.
Well, I'll tell you what, just from what you folks have contributed to the GMX history and the efforts that you put forth, you are highly appreciated.
We're glad to be among the group, I'll tell you for sure. Pleased.
Yes. Well, happy all around. And the other thing that I had, and I thank you, Daphne, the other thing that I had a great fun experience with was in dealing with a lot of people long distance up in Missouri who had different kinds of agricultural applications. Again, I have photographic documentation of these kinds of things, but one gentleman I can think of was a gentleman by the name of Ted Cook. He's left this realm. He passed away. But during his time, he lived in Sullivan, Missouri, and his passion was growing exotic trees. And he ran absolutely nuts buying seed that cost $800 for a half pound, this exotic, you know, these exotic rare trees. And every time he could get the seedlings to come up, they would get about, 6 to 7 inches tall, and then they would just kind of crumble and turn brown and die. He couldn't keep them alive. He tried amending the soil. Obviously, you know, being somebody with this kind of a hobby, he knew all the tricks of the trade, all the things to try. He was frustrated as he could be by the time he called me. And, you know, he probably wouldn't even have tried them, except for they came with the money-back guarantee. And I said, what do you have to lose? And so we got a couple of units and put it on a line that he had going out to his trees that had already started to turn brown and crumple on the ends of these little seedlings. And he worked in Kansas City and about 3.5 hours away, so he would leave on Monday and come back on the weekends, and everything was on a drip timer. And he said 1 week after he put these on, it was right around the 4th of July, I'll never forget, 1 week after he came back, he expected to see the seedlings completely gone, as had been his experience time after time after time, and instead they had started to sprout new vigorous growth. Again, photographic documentation there. So, you know, it's just been an amazing experience to just see the few people who have, you know, courageously, if you will, stepped up to the plate to try something, quote, unquote, new, when actually the laws of physics are the oldest things that have been around working right for us, right?
Jan, I have a guest that I want to introduce, not in person, unfortunately, but through one of his articles, Dr. Klaus Kronenberg, and I want to actually, for the next 2 or 3 minutes, read from his article called Magnetized. It's Magnetized 1 and Magnetized 2. It was printed in Aqua Magazine, a pool magazine, back in 1993, and Dr. Kronenberg, this is a full article. Anybody in the distribution of GMX has this because it arrived in your distributor kit. But on the last two pages, they break away from the benefits to pools, and Dr. Kronenberg comments on all of the many other benefits biologically. And here's what he says. Magnetically treated water runs off a clean surface faster and in thinner sheets because surface tension is reduced. As a result, one sees fewer water spots from drying. This has been applied successfully for watering of decorative plants by sprinklers. Okay, surface tension in water is critical to biological life. Surface tension makes water rise in fibers of the plants. It fills the capillaries in your body, and it determines water's ability to penetrate soil and other materials. Therefore, it's not surprising that whenever magnetic water treatment has been practiced, growth patterns have changed, meaning growth patterns of plants. Experiments with groups of growing farm animals and agricultural plants have been conducted at universities and federal institutions with stunning results. Some were hard to believe, so the scientists are reluctant to publish them pending further confirmation. Following are some of the results of scientific research. At California University, two control groups of 24 piglets, each with normal feeding, were compared to two groups of 24 piglets that were getting their water from magnetic treatment devices. The latter groups consumed twice as much water and grew an average 12.5% faster. Now, I'm breaking away for a minute from the article. This really matches. I was fortunate enough to speak to a dairy farmer from Israel who's been using magnetically treated water for some time. And when he began using magnetically treated water, his milk production increased by 30%. And my question to him was, what did he think the reason was? And his comment was, maybe there's some benefit from the change in the minerals, but I think it's mostly because the water is more palatable and the cows drink more water and the water, you know, works better for them. And so this is what Dr. Kronenberg is saying. Okay, continuing back with the article, cotton plantings with various irrigation were compared in California. The cotton plants irrigated with magnetically treated water grew to larger sizes with larger and denser foliage. at Washington, a Washington naval orange tree watered with the magnetically treated water carried less fruit, but each orange became unusually thick and juicy, weighing 20 ounces on average. Similarly, a Eureka lemon tree fed magnetically treated water carries lemons that grow up to 1 pound each. One biologist suggests that the slightly reduced surface tension of the magnetically treated water may facilitate its penetration of cell walls. This could accelerate the normal dividing of cells and growing the parts of the living individual plant. So this is the scientific reason behind the results that we see in our gardens and our trees and this sort of thing. And again, it has been studied at least in years past at universities. And having a background in universities, I understand that when you are there's no real incentive, unfortunately, for them to really pursue a lot of experimentation with this type of technology. There's much more incentive to pursue the chemical route. That's where the dollars are and the funding for research and things like that. But at any rate, that is why we see these results with biological plants and animals and that sort of thing with the magnetically treated water. And again, it just brings back to my mind the things that we have seen. Missouri turkey farmer Rhonda Heimrich, she's been on our conference calls in the past. Many of you have heard her story. But remembering things like she had made the decision to go to more of a natural, organic way of growing her turkeys. And so with less ability to use some of the chemical controls, where the GMX helped her, where she wasn't planning on it, was the GMX did help control the scale so that her waterers worked better. But what she didn't realize until after it started happening is that without that, by having that scale removed and gone from the waterers, she had also removed one of the primary places where the disease organisms would colonize. And the young birds would ingest them very readily as they go to drink their water. And so she got a tremendous unexpected benefit in the health of her animals by controlling, like we were talking with Wayne a minute ago, when you do one right thing that creates no negative side effects but some positive ones, all of a sudden you're getting benefits you weren't expecting. Her same story on treating the fuel. Yes, she saved 10% on her propane consumption, which was a good financial benefit, but what she hadn't planned on was the fact that the cleaner burning fuel created less carbon deposits in the fine orifices of the heaters, and so the heaters functioned much better and didn't go out as often, and so she didn't have as much death loss of the birds. So there's just so many positive things that happen when we set in motion the correctness of the GMX treatment on waters and fuels. And I could go on and on, but we are growing close on time, so maybe I'll rein myself in just a little bit. A couple of the things that are coming up in the very near future to be watching for and even contributing to, if you can, go to our website and be watching that. Over the next couple of weeks or over the next month, there will be some new photos going on there of some of the commercial applications that we have done. Sharon has been asking me every week for a year to get these photographs out of my digital camera and in a form that we could use, and I finally got that started last week. So also be watching, because the University of California at Davis, as many of you know, have run a scientifically based field trial comparison of two identical dorms, brand new dorm wings, one treated with GMX, one without. And they have very good preliminary results on that field trial. And they have actually done the inspection, collected some data, and are in the process now, as their time allows, of getting that report put together. As soon as it is ready, it'll go on our website. We'll publish it and get it out to you. We will also invite the head of the facilities that ran the experiment to get on our conference call and really explain and report the results to you. And that should be coming up either in next month's conference call or possibly the following at the latest. There was one other thing. I guess those are the big things to be watching for coming up in the future. And anybody else that has photographs, before and after photographs of results, or good photographs of different unique installations, please do contribute those so that we can get those shared with everybody else in the company. With that, I'm going to thank Jan and thank Daphne and Sharon. I'll turn it back over to you. Do you have any other comments or announcements?
I have one other comment that we received a testimony yesterday from Jimmy Woodard, who is now in charge of emergency services in Texas, but he just retired from the extension service with the government, and he wrote a very good testimony that will be put up on the website within the next couple of days regarding agricultural installations and use over a few years in the area that he's at in Texas. And it's very good and very well documented, and that will also be on there as well. And again, I'd like to thank Wayne West also for taking time out from his busy day to share his story with us as well. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call. Larry?
And we will bring the call to a close. If you would like to remain for a few minutes, we will open up for a few questions or comments. And again, as bring the call to a close, let's get the GMX out there on the pipes where people can use them and find the benefits of this great product. Thanks again for spending the time with us this morning, and everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, the lines are opened up if anybody would like to ask any questions.
Dale in Phoenix?
Yes.
Do we have anyone yet doing anything with commercial growers? Like, I used to deal with commercial growers in California in a previous existence in life. And does anyone do anything yet? I know it's pretty time-consuming to develop that type of business, but where they're trying it on their groves, not just individual homes, trees, but on actual grove sites?
Well, the testimony I have, Dale, from Jimmy Woodard is his is on a cart, on a cotton, and these are farms that he's done. one's with a cotton farm, and one was on irrigation equipment, how by establishing the GMX has definitely helped with on the, and then also on dairies. He's got something on here with dairies.
Yeah, my past life was all industrial, you know, on big farms in California and Arizona, and I'm thinking the potential for this is just so unreal. Get it out, not just on trees in the backyard, but everything.
One of the comments made by a farmer in Idaho in the last few months was that by putting it on, they're called pivots.
A pivot or a side roll sprinkler system.
Yeah, and he's an older gentleman, but he said that apparently they have it on theirs, and he said it just made a dramatic difference, and if someone could approach one of the companies that deals with, because they're extremely, extremely expensive, the pivot irrigation, but it has just kept his basically calcium free, where in Idaho the water is very, very hard, and that people, you know, I think it's several thousand dollars to replace one of these things, and his is, anyway, there's just a multitude of areas to concentrate on.
Really, the sky's the limit. When I go back to Colorado, we've got all these alfalfa growers up there in the southwest corner that have all of these circle crop sprayers that probably never even considered something like that to help their crops and their equipment. So,
well, this is Jan, and I was going to just kind of suggest that I got to know Belton Muller very, very well when he was alive, and Belton had many agricultural applications, and some of them were commercial. Unfortunately, when he died, with him went much of that kind of, you know, testimonial documentation. But you know what, folks? We can, any of us, start today and create a new base of documentation and testimonial, because there's nothing that's happening other than the growth of the human populace, expansion of these agricultural areas, expansion of bedroom communities outside of cities, and never before has this system been needed more. And I just kind of am saying, you know, I've got enough evidence. I can go out and approach anybody. And, boy, if you have the capacity to approach some of these industrial guys, I'd say, man, let's go for it, and please share the information with those of us who aren't as well connected in that realm.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking of doing. I'm more comfortable with commercial than I am with individual, because that was my past life. So it's just a matter of taking the time. But anyone can talk to them. It just, the sky is the limit, and everyone needs it.
And I would say, again, it's been alluded to here, but as a company and as a group, as a whole, I think one of our greatest strengths is the strong verbal history that we have created, and that is true. And on the flip side of that coin, probably our greatest weakness is that we haven't got that documented on paper, and where we can leverage that and really use it and have something. So like Jan says, today is a new day, and we've been doing much better at that as a whole, I think, over the last year. And if we will continue that, it won't be very, very long until we have much better documentation for everyone to take with them, Dale, as they approach those types of commercial and industrial people, or anybody for that matter.
Well, and now we're in the age of the digital camera and the internet and that sort of thing, so we can document and easily share that information with one another.
I'll tell you what, getting those pictures out of the camera actually turns out to be easier than you think.
Yeah, I agree.
It just takes a little bit of courage to venture forth and learn that. And if you have a Walgreens or something like that nearby, it makes it easier.
Hey, here's a question for Daphne. I don't know if she's on the line, but her experience with the trees down there in Texas on the border. Can you take the fruit from one tree and the fruit from another to a testing lab, like an agricultural testing lab, and have them verify the tremendous change in the value of the fruit or not? I don't know. I've never done that.
Daphne, are you still on the line? I believe that she had hung up. But, you know, Dr. Cronenberg had actually done that, and Sharon, you or Larry, could either one of you speak to that, where he actually did take, I've seen him speak many times, and he was talking about where they measure quantitatively for value of the crop based upon a bushel or whatever measure of this particular fruit, and citrus in particular. They'll put it in a crusher and crush it, and the amount of juice that they get versus pulp or, you know, waste, basically rind and stuff, determines the value of that fruit. And I don't remember the percentage of increase, but it was phenomenal, and time after time after time. And those were tests that were actually done in California.
Yeah, I think if you reread Magnetizer 1 and 2, I mean, really reread that, that will help also, very much so.
Yeah, there's that piece about really reading what we have.
Yeah,
that can help to eloquently versus.
Same sort of thing. Again, going back to the animal agriculture, we had for several years a dairy farmer in Roswell, New Mexico, who got so involved and excited about GMX because of his experience that he was a distributor for a time. He no longer is. I'm not sure if he's in the dairy business any longer, but when he put GMX on his water lines, then to save his water heaters, basically, then one of the positive side effects he wasn't expecting is as they rinsed the milk lines build up a scale deposit similar to the water lines with hard water, but the milk lines build up a deposit called milkstone. It's basically a calcium-based deposit. And the milkstone creates an environment for bacteria to grow, and it's hard to clean out of the milk lines, and this is one of the places that the dairy inspectors are constantly checking closely and on the dairy farmers about constantly. And so as an unexpected side benefit, as they rinse these milk lines with the treated water, before long the milkstone started going away, and before you knew it, his milk lines were clear, the inspector was off his back, and when they sell milk just like they sell some citrus on sugar count and some other acid counts, and that helps determine the price. Milk, they take a bacterial count, and if it's low, they increase your price per gallon. If it's high, they decrease your price per gallon because they have to treat it or mix it or do something to control that. Yeah. And so his price per gallon he was receiving actually went up because his bacterial count went down, because of removing this milkstone and the environment in which the bacteria otherwise grew from his milk lines. So just a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous potential, and it's just finding the time and the target and going after these other potential markets.
You know, I just wanted to mention one other thing about Rhonda Heimrichs, because she was my customer and distributor and good, good friend. One of the things that she's been able to do, she was the turkey grower, if y'all remember, and she's gone 100% antibiotic free. She does not use antibiotics any longer. She doesn't have to. So I don't know about how many other turkey growers there are out there, but I know off of her farm alone, a call that I had had with her resulted in 100,000 turkey birds that are going out under the name of honeysuckle white meat are completely antibiotic free, and that makes me feel good.
Jan, was she the distributor that had such good luck with her misting systems?
Yes.
Using the GMX as well?
Yes. Yes. She had tremendous success on every application. Now, you know, she learned by tweaking, you know, putting it on in front of the barn number one, which is, I think, 200 feet long, and then the water line continued to barn number two, and she noticed a substantial decrease in power and effectiveness in barn number two. So she added a couple units there. Boom, there was her effectiveness. So, you know, it's just been, you know, we at GMX are pioneers. You know, we've been around for a long time, but we are just pioneers, and we go out there and we try things, and wow, does it work every single time? If we can tweak the installation, it sure as heck works, I'd say 98-99% of the time, you know, beautifully.
You know, when people consider commercial applications, they should consider just the conventional applications. This is Steve Fulmer. I've installed on a school in Utah, extremely hard water, problems with their boilers plugging up. They had to shut them down every year or two and, you know, go to the expense of cleaning out the boiler tubes. They had, you know, after they put the GMX on, they opened them up to clean them out, and there was nothing to clean.
See, we need from you, we need you to get with those people and get a letter from them if we can, and get that on our website and published if they would be willing.
I'll follow up with them. I actually got a second application after this elementary school. They had me come back on a much larger boiler system for the junior high school and install there. They seem to be satisfied with that as well.
Well, we'd sure appreciate,
you know,
a written testimony on that, Steve. That would be awesome.
And
also,
Steve,
you know, the fuel consumption goes way, way down because of the lack of scale in those boilers. And
exactly.
Everywhere you turn, there are boiler systems that are plugging up because of hard water scale.
Mm-hmm.
And they can spend considerable dollars descaling. I know there was one apartment complex in Austin that was spending $30,000 a year to descale. They'd have to shut down the apartment complex to run acid through those lines in two phases, make the people go without water for a day, you know. And unfortunately, when approached with GMX, I think when we quoted it out, it was going to cost $22,000 to treat the entire system. And he came back and said, I'm just not willing to lose this $30,000 a year job, Jan.
Speaking of fuel, just a little off the subject, I was in Northern California yesterday, and gas was $3.59 a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
So, just wanted to throw that out there. So.
Well, and if nothing else, everybody will observe greater performance, even if they put their foot into it too much. When you put the GMX on the fuel lines, what we are doing is a responsible thing for the environment by decreasing emissions. And emissions
will
be decreased up to 82%, as far as I know, that has been documented. And that's just a very, very important thing. One-time cost for a lifetime of service on the car, and you can take it off and put it on the new cars, and it just, you know, it just doesn't make sense for a person to be without these systems, keeping their motor clean, keeping the fuel burning more effectively and more efficiently, converting some of the gunk and the emissions into power and performance. So,
I agree.
Well, is that about rounding out what we need to do this morning?
I think so, unless somebody can think of anything else. Gosh, that was a great call. Thanks, everyone, that contributed to it. We really appreciate it. and onward and upward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's.
Sky's the limit, Sharon.
I'm sorry. I know.
Sky's the limit. It's just unreal when you start talking like this.
I mean, we got a call, and Larry's working on this as we speak. I mean, we got a call from a hospital here in the States. You know, they can't use water softeners. They don't want to, and they want to try they're interested in trying GMX. I mean, we have it on a hospital in India that I have a documentation on. But, you know, I mean, there's so much out there.
Well, and we'll see what kind of results we get out of Cairo. I'm not knowing exactly what we're going to witness with the water, because they're getting the water, much of it, out of the Red Sea, which is very saline. But stay tuned on that, too.
Mm-hmm. Good going, Jan.
Yep.
Good going, everybody.
Yes.
Well,
and
good going, more to come.
Yeah.
Let's get more good going.
Well, as Larry said, let's get them on the pipes and let's go after it, you guys. I mean, now is the time. I mean, you know, you get it. Let's help everybody. That's
right.
And
this has been a very inspirational call.
Very inspirational.
You can't make up for lost time, but you can make your time better productively next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I love these calls is because it puts you right back in the fold of what our accountability is. If we know about it, we need to share it.
Well, and everybody, as one of the favorite sayings of my granddad is, okay, everybody, we'll see more of you when we go swimming. see you next time.
Oh, bye-bye, everybody.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Else.